'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
The legend of Santa takes root when we're young.
What's that? Santa.
He coming down the chimney?
Yeah.
Capturing our imagination just like he's done for generations. The Santa we know has evolved over the years.
Hey, yo!
Santa baby, little sailor under the tree.
And had a few embarrassing moments on screen.
An awful good girl, Santa baby.
But who exactly is he? We know where he lives. We send him our wish list, or, if we're lucky, get to tell him ourselves.
What would you like for Christmas, my dear?
But to really know him, you have to look deep into the past. Some believe all the way back to the Norse god Odin, who on his flying horse dropped gifts down chimneys to children. Then there's another bearded fellow named St. Nicholas, who still makes his rounds in parts of Europe.
If they've been good, they get a gift.
Good or bad.
Good or bad. Oh, yeah. Even the bad ones get gifts.
Yes.
Hold on a minute.
He's actually a bishop from Turkey, famed for his compassion and generosity, who, after hundreds of years, still brings magic to children's lives on the eve of December 6th. In Bavaria, he's joined by the German version of Santa's elves. If you ever see them, avoid them. In the Netherlands, St. Nick is called Sinterklaas, which in the U.S. became Santa Claus.
In the Victorian era, Christmas was in decline, but one man is widely credited with reviving it, Charles Dickens, whose story A Christmas Carol brought back the magic and spirit of Christmas.
Its message of charity and forgiveness cuts through the materialistic trappings of the season, something still celebrated at Dickens' world in England, and by St. Nick.
And I hear that after you finish with the children, you get to have a special treat yourself, a little schnapps.
Yes. One or two.
Donna Friesen, NBC News, Bavaria.
So, does this thing really fly?
Of course.